Hi everyone, this is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Program. I'm a personal coach and I really want to help you create a life that works. Before we begin tonight, I'd like to tell you that Robert's show has moved, so I'm going to be on an hour earlier beginning next week, which is November 1st. So I'll be on at 7 Pacific Time, 9 Central Time, and I'm in Mountain Time and it'll be 8 o'clock. So that's just a heads up on a time change, which is good, I think, for everybody. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself first. My passion is helping people transform their lives into one they really love. So many folks today are living what we call a just-okay life and want more than that. They see others enjoying life more and wonder how they can get there, too. I'm a core energy coach, so I can tell you where you are energetically right now and what needs to happen for you to shift it into a better place. There are a lot of different levels of energy, from being a victim and feeling angry, to taking responsibility for your action, being compassionate towards everyone, or even being like Mother Teresa and so forth. Most of us are in the first two categories, you know, feeling sorry for ourselves or being angry at the person who cut us off in traffic. It's really all about where you are energetically that determines how you react. Tonight, since the fall season has arrived, I'd like to talk about change and what that means for you. You hear people say that change is good for you. I really believe that's true. I know change is something I look forward to all the time. I get antsy if something is the same way too long. For example, in a 20-year span, I moved 10 times. Sometimes it was only a short distance, but I moved, and then I really changed, too. A man named Tom Felsenstein said, if you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance a lot less, and I think that's really true. Sometimes things don't work out the way you planned, but that's another opportunity to change. Change is scary and exciting at the same time. And, you know, there's some people who have the same job, the same house, the same husband, the same friends. You know, nothing really changes in their life for years and years. And I don't know if they're content like that, but it may be because they're just, you know, not brave enough to take a risk. I'm not sure. And then there's others like myself who I kind of reinvent myself every so often. I'm not going to say it's every 2 years, and I certainly don't move every Well, I still do move every 2 years. I guess I better rewind on that one. So basically, you know, change is a scary thing, and to make a change in your life has a lot to do with what you think the outcome is going to be, and certainly that can never be guaranteed. No one knows what's really going to happen. You can make intentions and be very deliberate about your actions, but the outcome is, you know, sometimes a surprise. And oftentimes I think Robert actually mentioned this situation in his show that we just listened to, that he knows people that have had to sell their homes and move, and all sorts of things have happened in the last couple of years to many, many people. But the outcome isn't what they expected, but they turn out to be in a much better place. So I'm a proponent of change. And, you know, I'd love to hear from the listeners how they deal with change. Of course, I'll work with you on any issue. Just call in and we'll talk. The format of the show is that I will do like a brief coaching session. I call it speed coaching. And we'll spend about 10 minutes to really, you know, shift your energy and get you on your way. So when you do call in, I want you to tell me in just a couple sentences what I can help you with today. And if you do want to talk about change and its difficulty and something in particular that you're dealing with, I'd love to hear about it, because I think you know, that's a universal, a very common issue in people's lives. I don't want to call it a problem, because I think it's an opportunity for something to happen that you never in a million years expected, and could be turn out to be the best thing that ever happened to you. For example, oftentimes people lose their jobs and they have a total meltdown about it, and then you talk to them 2 years later and they can't even believe they stayed in the junky job so long, but they were afraid to change, and they didn't really see a way out, or they didn't have another opportunity lined up, so they weren't able to make that gap happen that maybe was necessary for the shift to take place. It is difficult to not have a job and to just quit a job, but things don't really open up unless you're available. So the job example, I think, is a good one and certainly common in today's economic times, because people really are afraid to take a leap because they don't know if there's something on the other side of the canyon to land on. Anyway, the job thing, that changing where you live, moving for some reason is always really unsettling, I think, for most people, because everything changes when you change your physical environment. And that's something I really enjoy doing. Usually my personal belongings stay with me, but the location and the style of home and all of those things change dramatically, and I enjoy that. I think that's all I can say is I think it's interesting. Other people would think it's nerve-wracking trying to move to a new town and trying to figure out where they're going every time they leave the house, which was my situation when I moved to where I am right now. I just had a map in my lap for a long time, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I got lost, but I don't even know if I knew I was lost when I was doing that. So I'd love to hear from someone if you'd like to call in and talk about how change impacts your life, and if you've got a big change coming up that you want to talk about, that would be great, because there's lots of opportunities to make changes, and sometimes you just need a nudge from someone else that isn't involved in the situation. Oftentimes, if you can stay very detached from the outcome and just make the change, that turns out really well also. But that, as I said before, is kind of a scary, and that uncertainty causes a lot of people to not make changes in their lives, when actually that would probably be one of the best things they could do for themselves. So I don't know. It's a tricky subject and one that a lot of people have trouble with, but it's very doable, and change is a good thing. I mean, I actually know someone who's had the same job, has been in the same home, same husband, same everything, really, for 30 years. I mean, that's really hard for me to believe, because I can't imagine that you wouldn't want to make some kind of a change. I mean, painting your living room is one thing, but changing a job is, or even a career. I mean, nowadays you change careers in the course of a work life probably 6 or 7 times because of the way technology has changed what we do for a living. There's not a lot of jobs that are static, that don't change very much. So you really do have to be open to change. And that's something that coaching can help you with, because there's a lot of different ways to get to a different spot that might not be so scary. So, and it's fall, and fall is all about change. Nature changes. It just slides from one season to the next without a problem, and I don't think that fall was trying to be fall. I think summer was done, and it was just time for that change, and that's how I think we need to think about it, that it can be very gradual, or it can happen very abruptly. I know certain situations in my own life have happened just bingo. Well, and those are usually involving a job. You can't really move immediately, but your job can go away by the end of the day very easily. And that's happened to me in the past. And it always, always, always turned out to be a really, really good thing. At the time, I'm sure I was crying and I was wondering how I was going to pay my rent, but in the big picture, it was something that needed to happen, and if I had been brave enough to make a change on my own, it would have happened a lot sooner, and in not quite such a dramatic way, I think. So change is good, change is scary, but ultimately change is good. And I would love to talk to someone about how change is affecting them right now, because I'm sure someone out there has something that's a little unnerving, even thinking about what they're going to do next. And sometimes change is, I don't know, I said sometimes it happens abruptly, and other times it's a very gradual transition because you have time to plan for it. Maybe a career change where you go back to school and you've got this plan very well thought out. You know where you want to get a job. You know when you're going to graduate, something like that. A gradual change is terrific if it can happen like that. But other times, it's, like I said, it does happen abruptly, and it's a really scary thing to do, and you just have to go with the flow and be very brave to see how it all turns out. And if you look at change as an opportunity, it oftentimes is. And you'll look back at it, I always say in 6 months or even in a year, when you look back at something, you can't believe how worried you were. Sometimes you can't even remember that you were worried about it because your life is so different. And you're in such a better place, you can't even imagine that you were worried about it at the time. But, of course, at the time, you were having an absolute meltdown and didn't think you were even going to get through it. And then suddenly, voila, it happens and you're good to go. But it is interesting to look back, you know, a year later and see what actually has happened, because you're always in a better place. You really are. It doesn't seem like it at the time, but you are, so you just have to really take trust that things are going to work out. And we're going to take a short break right now, and then we'll come back and take some calls. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Brenda at Meeting Brenda. This is a coaching program, and I would love for you to call in and let me help you get through something that's got you stuck or holding you back, maybe just some kind of a concern that you have right now that you want to talk about with someone who I have no agenda. I have no agenda with you. I'm not like your mom, your sister, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. I have no agenda with you, so I am a terrific person to talk to about things that are really on your mind, because people do say that they want the best for you, but really, really, truly, it's kind of all about them. They have this vision for you of what kind of perfect daughter they want you to be, or wife or mother. Everybody has ideas about what would be best for you, and that's not always the best thing for you. So talking to someone who's impartial and doesn't have any, as I said, agenda with you is really, really helpful. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about the energy levels that I said I coach. I'm a core energy coach, so I assess where you are energetically and then figure out where it is. I mean, I know where you want to go, but you need to shift your thinking a little bit before that can happen, because what happens is you have a thought and an emotion, and then an action takes place after that. And the only way anything is going to change, which is our topic tonight, is if you change the way you think about something. So if you believe that you can't sing, for example, if someone told you that, maybe in school someone told you you can't sing, that you had a terrible voice, maybe your mom told you that, believe me, you're never going to sing. And who knows, maybe you're a terrific singer. We've all heard stories from actors talking about their drama teacher or someone telling them, you know, don't quit your day job and, you know, don't worry about being a thespian because, you know, that's never, ever going to happen. And then, of course, they get an Oscar for their work. So if you have all that stuff in your head that other people have told you, or you mistakenly believe, you won't be able to succeed. But having a conversation about it and figuring out where that thought actually came from, whether, you know, you just assume that you'll never be successful. You know, assumptions are really killers, because they really hold you back. You just assume that, you know, because no one in your family's ever gone to college before, you assume that even if you tried, you wouldn't be successful because no one in your family's ever made it through college. Maybe no one's ever graduated from high school. Things like that. Those assumptions, things like that really hold you back. And then oftentimes you just have a belief about something that really causes you to stop and not move forward. And those beliefs, you know, we call them limiting beliefs, because they really do limit what you're able to accomplish in your life. So by shifting your energy and really thinking about changing the way you think is really successful, because you're not going to change how you react and how you act in life unless you change your thinking. And then, of course, your emotions will change and your actions will change. So I always use the example of the victim, someone who's, we all know these people, they're the friends, so-called friends we have that they walk in the room and it's like they have a dark cloud hanging over their head. And they do. Their energy is just so negative, and they're so, you know, sometimes they're pathetic. They're so needy. They're so this, they're so that. But, of course, you feel sorry for them and you want to help them. And that actually is a benefit to them, because they can get people to do things for them that you probably wouldn't otherwise do, but because you feel sorry for them and they're so helpless and have, you know, low self-esteem, things like that, they get you to do stuff for them. I mean, I have an example. I had a friend who was hopeless, helpless, all of the above, and her dishwasher hadn't worked for a really long time. And she had, 6 complete sets of china, and they were all dirty. And I actually took home, I boxed all these, but they were rinsed. They just weren't clean. They weren't clean enough to use again. I actually took all of these home and spent days running my dishwasher and repacking them, of course, trying to keep them clean to take them back to her house. And I didn't do her any favors by doing that. I mean, I could have brought her paper plates. That probably would have been as effective. All I did was really enable her to maintain that, mental state. Anyway, we do have a caller from Napa, and it's Regina. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, it's good to have a caller, and I was just talking about energy, but kind of what I was focusing on tonight was change and how people either love change or they hate change. But are you familiar with that?
I am familiar with that. I am.
Are you a pro change or a no change?
I think I'm a pro-change person
mm-hmm.
now. I don't think I was all my life, but I think I am more able to welcome change than probably I was before.
And how'd that happen? How'd you get there?
I think because, that a job that I had for a long, long time went away.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many people today,
mm-hmm.
and I had to think of something else to do.
So you were actually ahead of the game.
Oh yeah, well,
you're ahead. You were ahead
of
the curve.
Sometimes you don't feel like you're ahead of the game, but
because probably all your friends still had their jobs and you were the only one who didn't.
Well, actually, it was one of those companies that a lot of people got let go at the same time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We were kind of all out there. I probably would have to say that I, amongst my colleagues, was probably one of the older people that
uh-huh.
I had been there a longer time than a lot of the people I knew. So,
and did it happen abruptly?
Overnight.
Wow. And overall, how do you think your compatriots handled the change?
Well, like I say, I think I was one of the people who had been there much longer than a lot of the colleagues that I had,
mm-hmm.
and so they were a lot younger, and so I think they were really able to go on and find careers a lot easier, whereas it for me it's been not that easy. And I was kind of reluctant to just go look for the same kind of job again.
Uh-huh.
So it's been, since 2004 or something like that. So it's been sort of a long journey of trying to figure out what to do next.
Mm-hmm. And you're ready? Are you willing to make a change and walk away from that? I guess I'm going to say the industry, or is there some part of it?
I think there's a part of me. Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like to stay in the industry because
uh-huh.
I do like it. I mean, I live in Napa, California. It's the wine industry. So you don't
like
honestly want
to
leave. Yeah. And so, but I don't think that I'm willing to be, a part of that corporate kind of lifestyle any longer.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difficulty. The difficulty is, of course, trying to find a way to stay in the business and maybe be a contract, work on a contract basis, on a part-time basis.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
With people instead of having like a position where you go to work every day.
Well, tell me what else happened besides the after the group of you were out of work abruptly, did you have to like sell your house? Did you have to change your lifestyle? And
well, I chose to do that. It was at a time that the industry was making a lot of changes, and there it was in kind of an upheaval,
mm-hmm.
And so it really kind of felt that a lot of the people I had been working for sort of scattered. They were still in the business, but they weren't really all based here in Napa. And it was hard for me to go back to doing what I was doing right away. So, yeah, I did. I sold my house and I moved, made a decision to move away from the area.
So you were
very
willing
to. And I was gone for a couple
to,
of, I'm sorry?
I mean, you were very willing to make the changes you needed to make to stay, you know, afloat, so to speak.
Yeah.
Were you guys supportive, each other, or did you say that everybody scattered so you didn't have a support system?
Well, I guess it was kind of a decision that I made on my own. Quite a number of the people who left the company went on to find work in other companies in the same industry, but not necessarily right here in Napa.
Oh, I see.
So it just felt like it was a good time for me to go do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Well, I mean, when you have something like that where you have the abrupt change, even if you've heard, like, whisperings of it in advance, it still doesn't prepare you for the reality of it, you know, staring you in the face. And like,
no, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
I mean, I realize that people have shocking, you know, scary things happen all the time that forces them to either dig in their heels or just let go and, you know, do a 180 and say, well, this is, I have to land somewhere. What am I going to do next? So
yeah.
Kudos to you for deciding that you were going to, that you were willing to make that change, because a lot of people, I don't know. I mean, unemployment only lasts so long.
Right. And I was one of the very lucky people, I think, that the company that I work for, I had been there for quite some time. So my severance was very nice.
Uh-huh.
So it did allow me to kind of sit down and think about what I wanted to do next without having to panic about,
and,
you know, whether I didn't have a family to support and, you know, I didn't have other people that I had to think about. And I know that can be really a lot more difficult than just when you're the person, you know, making the change.
If you were a husband and had a bunch of kids at home that you had to support, it'd be really devastating.
Mm-hmm.
It would be. So what qualities, what made this so, I'm not going to say it was easy because I'm sure it wasn't, but what did you have to change in the way you were thinking, because you said that you'd had the position for a long time, so you must have been, you weren't job shopping or anything.
Yeah, it was really, well, first of all, I hadn't been to an interview in 25 years. So,
oh my God.
You know, so.
That was frightening.
And I hadn't updated my resume. And, you know, that was, I tell you, that's one thing that, you know, now, today I read a lot about, you know, people who, like you, you know, people who talk to people about what they can do today when they lose their jobs or their life changes.
Right.
And I have to say that the people who, you know, on a regular basis updated their resume were really in a much better position, because I had to sit there and think about, you know, how are you going to talk about a job where you worked there for 25 years, you know?
Uh-huh.
And did this, and kind of did the same thing every day. Well, you didn't really do the same thing every day for 25 years, but you know, you don't. You kind of look at your resume and go, "Okay, I worked for the same company for 25 years." So you have to sort of. It was not easy. That part was not easy to sit down and really think about, you know, what kind of skills you have, because you sort of take it for granted. You know what I mean?
Right.
You go to work every day and you kind of take it for granted that you do you know how to do what you're doing, and so you keep doing it day after day, and then one day it goes away, and you have to sit down and think about what on earth have I been doing for 25 years.
I actually did This was some time ago, but it was, I think it was somebody who like worked in a bar or a restaurant. And it, you know, it sounded like such an insignificant job. And then I started asking them that what their tasks were. They were ordering liquor. They were closing out the register. They were doing staffing stuff. I mean, they were doing some serious stuff. But when you asked them what they did, they just kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, you know, it's really not that complicated or something. But when you dissected it, which if I dissected what you've been doing all that time, you had so many skills that you, like you said, you were so used to doing that you never even thought about how valuable they were. So,
no, well, you really don't. So, I mean, that was very different to sit down and really think about what I'd been doing all those years, and to really think about which parts of it I liked and which parts of it I really didn't like and didn't want to do again.
Ever again.
Yeah, there's part of it.
So what change are you up to now?
Well, I'm in the process of starting my own, I mean, seriously starting my own business. I have been doing contract work for a couple of years, and that's all well and good, but the competition is pretty tough now. And so I felt like it's time to get really serious and, you know, do the things that you really need to do to get your name out there. And that includes things like, you know, setting up your own website and networking a whole lot, you know, and seriously sitting down and thinking about all the people you know in the business and getting in touch with them and saying, I'm still here and I'm still doing work and I'd love to do work for you and, you know, that kind of thing. And it really has kind of helped to get in touch with people because they're all, I'm surprised because they're all really nice about it. You know, they're, of course I remember you and
well,
what are you doing?
And you know what? I think people really realize that, you know, nobody gets a job from an ad in the newspaper.
Not anymore.
It's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that they could be without a job, you know, bingo as well. So it's in their best interest to stay in touch with everyone and, you know, be cordial and helpful, just as you would be to them if you were the one who had a job and were, you know, trying to help some job seeker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, staying connected like that, especially since people are so spread out and you know how people, I'm sure in the wine industry, people shift around as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
they really do.
And different
they do a lot, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, it's really been, it's been nice to be in touch with people.
It's been an adventure and a challenge, and it certainly sounds like you're, you know, you've really adapted because you haven't said, no, I'm not going to do, you know, you've obviously been open to finding some way, other ways to pay your bills and whatnot, so.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's not all bad. I mean, there's times when it's been kind of scary.
Yeah.
And, but I think you have to have sort of a positive attitude about it. And talk to people who are positive about it. And it's one of the reasons why I think what you're doing is a really wonderful thing. I mean, I think you give people a really positive attitude and some really, you know, some good ideas to move forward. And sometimes that's all it is. It just takes somebody to, you know, listen to a person and say, yeah, well, why don't you try this?
Well, and you know, in my personal experience, it's usually been someone I didn't know very well that I got an incredible insight from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a casual sentence, and you know, it's like, whoa, I never thought about that, or you know, and you don't have to know people very well, I don't think, to really just see something that they're overlooking or ignoring or it's so much fun to see people really blossom, because you can see that they have all these gifts and they just haven't even tried to use them all.
Yeah,
and then suddenly I didn't know I could do that. And I just read a really interesting article in the paper about an artist. He's a janitor at a school, and
mm-hmm.
his grandmother had always encouraged him to develop his skills as an artist somehow, but he didn't dare. He was afraid to do that. And then now he's like, the sculpture, there was a photograph of it in the paper, and it was unbelievable. It was like,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe you've been hiding this gift for so long. I actually sent him an email.
Yeah.
I was dazzled.
Yeah.
I thought, I want to know someone, because what he did with his life is remarkable. I mean, you know, he didn't dare make a change for pretty much, you know, I'm going to say 40 years. He didn't dare do something. And
mm-hmm.
then once he got excited about it and took the risk, and, you know, the rest of his life hasn't changed. I mean, he still has his job. He's still doing that. And then he has this remarkable ability to make these sculptures that are just over the top. I was just blew me away. It was like, is somebody, he was a really good example of someone that you'd want to have a conversation with, because something really changed. His thinking
yeah.
really changed at some point.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah, and I'm really curious to find out what that was, because it was, I don't think it happened overnight. I think it was a very gradual, you know, starting to toy with certain things. You know how some people start doing, I'm going to say, just craft things? I mean, you know, he's definitely an artist. But people just start doing something on the side as a hobby, and then it really becomes their passion, because it probably was their passion, but they didn't know they could actually make money doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's exciting. So,
mm-hmm.
well, it sounds like you've been rolling with change and aren't afraid of making changes, and it sounds like there's still more to come.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
Well, it's been a real treat talking to you tonight, and
you too.
I expect that everything will work out as, you know, in some, I'm not going to say smooth way, because that's interesting, but there's more. Sometimes you can just get an unusual phone call and everything changes on a dime, and that's when change is really exciting.
Yes, I agree.
Don't you think so?
But I'll let you know. I'll call you and let you know.
Okay, well, let us know, because you're a good example of having a big thing happen in your life, and, you know, you've made the best of it, and you're on a different track right now, and maybe being an entrepreneur has always been in the back of your mind, and now you're able to take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck in the future, and I'd love to hear about what you accomplished. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's nice
bye-bye.
Talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Well, that was a nice conversation about somebody who actually lost their job quite a while ago, and with a lot of colleagues, and is doing just fine. So there you go. That's a good example of change, taking the situation that came into your life and making the best of it. So we're going to take another little break right now, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. this is Brenda. We just had a really nice conversation with a woman about how she's dealt with change. She said that maybe 6 years ago, she lost a job that she'd had for a really long time, and it was somewhat of a surprise. And what she had to do was, or she chose to do, was sell her home, relocate, try, you know, a bunch of different things to earn a living. And right now she's decided that she wants to be an entrepreneur, and that's what she's working with. So that was a really good example of taking a situation that, you know, obviously could be a really bad one, because if you're out of a job with a bunch of people all in the same industry, as many people are right now, it makes it even more complex. And two things that she said, I think, that were really probably very helpful, and this is advice, this isn't coaching, is that she hadn't interviewed for 20, 25 years. Her interview skills were probably a little bit lacking, and also her resume was not up to date. And that's something they always suggest, that you keep your resume updated with new skills as you develop them. And the third thing, probably, and this is the most important thing, is about maintaining a network of people in the same industry that you have some kind of a relationship, whether they were a vendor or, you know, some kind of like business-to-business thing. Those are the kind of people that you want to stay in touch with. I've been in more than one industry, so I have a very eclectic group of people that I network with. And many of them aren't coaches. They're just people in a lot of different industries. And I enjoy that. And I've had the pleasure of getting more than one person a job through my recommendation. So networking, maintaining relationships with former coworkers, and developing new ones, even if it's in a different industry, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, your neighbor might know somebody that works with someone that, you know how that goes, it just unravels. And you make a really good connection that way that you otherwise would never have had, because, as I mentioned, I mean, nobody gets jobs in the paper anymore. I think, you know, certainly you do online, but it really, really helps to have that in with someone who already works in the organization or has a friend who works in the organization, because people don't need to, they don't have to hire somebody that they get their resume off monster.com if I walk in their office and say, I've got a friend that I think we should interview. I think that works way better. In my experience, it works way better. I've every job I've ever had, I got because I knew someone. And it could be, sometimes it was a quirky thing. Somebody called me 10 years. There was a 10-year gap between something I did and when I was called. And it wasn't, and it was, you know, the connection was from a relative. So that's another good example of getting a job by through a really Kevin Bacon kind of connection. if you can call it that. But getting back to the change idea for tonight, changes, for example, her change was sudden, but she was able to deal with it, and she did mention that she had the luxury of finding or having a good severance package, which makes your landing a little softer, that's for sure. But the fact that she was willing to, you know, sell her home and downsize and relocate made things a lot easier for her, because otherwise she probably would have suffered a lot more staying in the same area and trying to stay in the same industry. So change is good. It just, you really do need someone to be right there with you and look through the lens and see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that you're going to survive. And things are hard, you know, things are hard. Change isn't easy usually. It's somewhat tricky, it's stressful, all of the above. But in the long run, 12 months from now, that change that seemed insurmountable, you're probably in a better place.
That's my experience, and that's what I've seen from many, many people, that your experience, after a period of time, you're in a much better spot. And I would love to hear from a listener about another change that they've had, one that they're contemplating. Maybe they're afraid to take a leap, but, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you see things in a different way. And if you feel like there's something that's holding you back, such as some belief about something, and figure out where you got the idea and why it's not really of value in your life anymore, that's sometimes hard to let go of things. But if your life isn't working, there has to be a better way to get it to work again. And sometimes it's a slow process, and other times you have those aha moments. There was a caller, I'm going to say 3 shows ago, who literally had the aha moment during my conversation with her. I don't recall what we were talking about, but something I said, and I think she just, hearing it from someone else is always beneficial, because you can hear it from someone that you know, and then if you hear it said in a different way, at a different time, you know, timing really, you're oftentimes unwilling to hear things a certain way. You need to hear it from someone that you don't know, and at the perfect time, and then it happens. I had someone, it was a hairdresser, tell me something that totally, unbelievably changed the way I was thinking about something. I mean, huge, huge change in my thinking. And this was someone I'd never met before. He was cutting my hair. I just, you know, told him something that I was trying to accomplish. And he said, doing it that way would be like doing it blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't need to go into it, but it was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I was on such a, I was on the wrong track. I needed to get totally, jump the track, get on, I needed to get on a different train track immediately, which I did. And absolutely everything fell into place. It was, I'm not going to say it was a miracle, it was magical how things changed, because I had been forcing something for a long time, and was making all sorts of accommodations to be successful, and nothing, absolutely nothing was working. It was like every roadblock you could think of, and I just kept pushing forward because, you know, you work hard at something, it's going to be successful. Well, I've since learned from that when you're pushing the rock uphill, oh, dear, you're not, that's not the right thing to do. That's never the right thing to do. If things aren't happening, I'm going to say with ease or in a quirky sort of way, that's what, how I would describe it. You know, it's like there's synchronicity to it. It's like you meet the right person at the right moment in the right place, and you never had a plan to even be in that place in the first place. That's the kind of magical things that happen when you're really, really on the right track. So when you're pushing the giant rock up the hill, you need to stop and think, you know, what am I doing? And maybe you should just step to the side and let the rock roll back down and, you know, turn around yourself. I'm not sure. But my situations in that one in particular was a huge project I was working on, and having a stranger who was cutting my hair at the time say something to me that totally changed my thinking was such an incredible gift. And he has no idea how what he said changed my life that day, but it really did, and allowed a series of magical situations take place, which I could never imagine in a million years. Because when you have your goal in mind and your steps laid out, boom, 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 and you get to one of the steps and the next one isn't happening, you oftentimes think that you need to rethink it, you know, and maybe your goal is still there, But if you're not willing to just even give up the goal, because that's exactly what I had to do, I had to just totally let go of what I thought I wanted to do and take a step back, and then something better happened, which is oftentimes the case. So when you're doing those steps to reach your goal and things aren't working out well, I think you need to evaluate if that's really your goal, if that's really, really, truly what you want to do, because I think that many times you need to tweak your goal. Maybe just approach it from a different angle, change the time frame, you know, but be willing to make some changes in things, because otherwise you're just going to feel like you're pushing that darn rock up the hill, and that's, you're not accomplishing anything. You're just wearing yourself out. Things are easy when you're really on the right track, that you definitely know when you're on the right track, because things happen very easily and just fall into place effortlessly. But, you know, we're human beings. We do like a struggle. And we've been told, it's been drilled into our head, we have a belief that working hard, and that things are hard, and, you know, everything's supposed to be difficult. And I don't believe that for a second. I don't think that's true. I don't think we're here to struggle and suffer. I think that we're here to really enjoy life. And I do believe life is an adventure. We're all on an adventure. And there's certain things that happen that make us take a step back and reevaluate our adventure and maybe change our route. But that's okay. That's fine. That's not a bad thing, because ultimately you're going to get to your destination, and it might take longer, you might get there faster, but you need to have fun on the way. Well, our time this evening is up, and I'd like you to check the meetingbrenda.com website for more about the program and the contact information. And I'd certainly appreciate it if you need help for a special coach. Please fill out the contact form and tell me about it. For example, you might be having relationship concerns in your marriage or with the person you're dating, or even contemplating divorce. And maybe your courage just needs a boost, and you want some help with that. Also, I know a terrific teen coach, and I also know a really good weight loss coach. So let me know, and I can ask them to be a guest on the show. And remember, the new time next week, we begin an hour earlier. So that'll be 7 Pacific time, 8 Mountain time, 9 Standard time. And thanks so much for sharing your lives with us tonight. I'm looking forward to next week and more opportunities to work with you. And just remember, life is an adventure, and there's more than one road to the finish line. Good night.